from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Afghans take to the streets of Kabul to protest Islamic State. Afghan security forces fire warning shots to disperse angry protesters in Kabul after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace. Demonstrators were in the capital protesting the beheading earlier this week of 7 civilians, including 3 women, by militants allegedly linked to Islamic State. Ayaz Ghul files this report from Islamabad.
The victims were members of the minority Shiite Hazara ethnic community. They were kidnapped by IS insurgents more than a month ago, and authorities found their headless corpses Sunday in the southern Zabul province. The violence sparked outrage across Afghanistan, leading to the massive protest rally. The demonstrators carrying the coffins marched through the streets of Kabul despite heavy rain and cold weather before gathering in front of the presidential palace. The protesters chanted anti-government slogans and demanded President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah step down. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Protesters also chanted down with Taliban and down with Daesh, an Arabic acronym for Islamic State. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State for 2 years. State-run television says Syrian forces entered Kuiris airbase in Aleppo on Tuesday after nearly a month-long offensive. It says the military success was made possible by support from Russian airstrikes. This is VOA News. A 2-day international forum on peace and security in Africa ended with U.S. Africa Command's Deputy for Military Operations, Vice Admiral Michael Franken, predicting the eventual demise of the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram.
I believe that we will see, perhaps not a few months from now, but 6 months from now, a significant degradation in that scourge, which is Boko Haram.
The U.S. has provided troops to help gather intelligence on ways to defeat the Sunni militant group, and it cautioned that success will depend on how effectively the underlying causes of the insurgency, insecurity, and instability are addressed. A multinational regional force is being assembled to defeat Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in a 36-member cabinet that includes himself as the country's Minister of Petroleum. The ceremony Wednesday in Abuja came more than 5 months after Mr. Buhari was inaugurated on May the 29th. The president said he wanted to avoid mistakes of the past and find the right person for each job. Mr. Buhari said he will maintain overall control of the key oil sector. Now, Nigeria is Africa's biggest oil producer, pumping more than 2 million barrels per day, and exports provide the bulk of the federal government's revenue. For more information on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Today in the U.S., we call it Veterans Day, a day set aside originally to honor the members of the military who served in World War I, today being the anniversary of the 1918 armistice that ended that conflict. It has since been expanded to embrace veterans of all wars, including Iraq and Afghanistan. Elsewhere in the world, it's called Remembrance Day. Now, this is Chaplain Padre Colin McLeod of the Royal Highland Fusiliers 2nd Battalion. That's the Royal Regiment of Scotland, who is serving in Afghanistan as one of the NATO forces.
I think the 11th of November has a lot to say to us about the justice of a cause, why so many have given their lives in the service of their countries, here in Afghanistan in particular, and across the world. And we remember that, above all, it was to defend the weak and protect the helpless.
Special tokens of appreciation will take place along with the traditional and somber observances, including the laying of a wreath by President Barack Obama at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, just across the Potomac River from the nation's capital. Once again, for more on all of these stories, do visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.